That's all the letters for this week. Now we have more news, including a new cafe opening in Waterloo Park, a charity event at the Puppet Theatre, and a missing recording of one of Anglia TV's best-loved shows is found. But to start, news of a new addition to the pet therapy business.
These little donkeys have helped put a smile back on countless people's faces, and now they need your help. The four miniature donkeys belong to Sarah McPherson and are part of Mini Donkeys for Wellbeing, a group which visits care homes and other organisations to help boost the mood of people around them. The social enterprise was established after Ms. McPherson's mother died earlier this year. She found the donkey she kept at her home in Hempnall, south of Norwich, had a magical effect on her mother, who had dementia, better in fact than any medicine. The donkeys first started their visits in May, and now demand is so high, £5,000 needs to be raised to keep their work going. "It's an ongoing appeal, as what we really need is a horse lorry," said Ms. McPherson. "I've been using my partner's van to transport the donkeys to jobs, but there's been such a high demand for them that he hasn't been able to use the van all summer." When the group was first set up, the donkeys mainly visited care homes for people with dementia. On a visit to Heron Lodge Care Home in Wroxham, a German woman, who no longer speaks, burst into speech when the animals arrived and started talking to the donkeys. But now the group, also known as Mini Donks, is expanding its visits to autism clubs, luncheon groups, and even school Christmas fetes. People always comment on their eyes and eyelashes, and as ours are miniature donkeys, they are very well kept and very soft to touch. They are also very calm when they react to people. We've had times when they've just popped their heads on people's shoulders, which is really lovely. The group is also seeking donations to cover feed, vet's bills, and insurance for the donkeys. A Just Giving page has been set up to reach the £5,000 target, and donations have already started to come in.
A new cafe has opened its doors in the pavilion of a park in the north of Norwich. Park Britannia can now be found at Waterloo Park in Angel Road, and it is the third cafe to be opened by Britannia Enterprises, the social enterprise which helps to rehabilitate serving low-risk prisoners or ex-offenders by giving them the opportunity to undertake valuable work experience. The new cafe is following in the footsteps of Cafe Britannia at the former Britannia Barracks on Mousehold Heath and Bistro Britannia in Norwich's historic Guildhall. Park Britannia has now given a new lease of life to Waterloo Park's Grade 2 listed pavilion, which until this month had been shut for more than a decade. Britannia Enterprises, with the help of a grant from Norwich City Council, has refurbished the building, including fixing its leaking roof and making a feature of the venue's sunflower ceiling, which has also been incorporated into the new cafe's brightly coloured logo. The work done to the building has also, in turn, helped Britannia Enterprises to extend the range of training opportunities that it can offer offenders.
Norwich Puppet Theatre will host a special performance by Rock Choir in aid of EACH, which is the East Anglia's Children's Hospices charity. Rock Choir aims to give its 25,000-plus members across the UK an alternative singing experience. Unlike with traditional choirs, singers are not required to audition or read music. Instead, they work collaboratively, often performing covers of modern songs. Tal Williams, EACH's Norfolk fundraiser, said, "It's great to be working with Rock Choir as we have a passion for music at EACH. Our music therapy sessions are a vital part of our care, enabling our children and families to express their emotions in a creative and fun environment." The show will take place at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, November the 26th. Tickets are £15, with all proceeds going to EACH.
A missing gem of television has been found that recalls how Norwich was at the heart of one of the most successful quiz programmes in viewing history. Between 1971 and 1983, the catchphrase, "And now from Norwich, it's the quiz of the week," would introduce Sale of the Century, hosted by Nicholas Parsons. But like many other classic television shows, episodes of Sale of the Century no longer exist, with virtually all the programme never kept for posterity. But now Birmingham-based organisation Kaleidoscope has announced an episode of the show from 1982 has been found on VHS and will be transferred to its archive in a digital form. Kaleidoscope's Chris Perry said, "This show was made in 1982 and people assume that shows exist from then on. For some reason, no one thought to keep copies of the shows, despite how popular it was and how much they spent on building a set."